I have gone over what you have said, and the file, and Frank McCullough has come in here this morning, and he says y'all got so many problems that the backlog is so far behind that the Negro man over there hasn't been able to carry the workload he has, and he is fearful.
Yeah.
We have to break in a fellow named Brown, and we'll have 30,000 decisions that'll be keeping you awake and me awake and him awake that mistakes will be made about, and he just thinks that it's as important as any cabinet officer I got. So I think that I'm going to go along with what you said and reappoint that fella, and I told him, told Martin Watson, send for him and get him over here next week. And so I think you or Kirkland, whoever you want to, better call him and tell him that the president wants to appoint his own people who will be loyal to him and his philosophy. Just like you don't want Kirkland running off with Ruther, Victor Ruther, on something you're against.
Yeah.
And you have a right to expect that, and I want him to be loyal to me.
Yeah.
But he can do so just by doing a good job and being fair like he has been, that you've talked me into appointing him, and he is going to be reappointed.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, George.
Thank you very much.